I loved the house as soon as I opened the Greek blue wooden gate and the stone wall surrounding it and ran up the stone stairs in the garden and through the front door. My mother did not. I had carefully examined each online photograph of every room in the house. It had polished grey cement floors, whitewashed walls and handsome windows looking across to the village. Upstairs, a large bedroom led out onto the roof terrace with a spectacular view. There was an ensuite toilet and sink, plus a little room containing a shower, decorated in the Kitherian style with plain cement rendered walls and no fancy tiles. The bathroom had a traditional vaulted Greek ceiling of unpainted wooden beams, graceful and domed like that of a church. There was a bedroom on the ground level with a bathroom just off it, and I thought we'd agreed in advance that this would be the best bedroom for Mum, meaning she wouldn't have to go up and down the stairs. The room had a double bunk and also a fold-out futon couch, which could be set up as a fixed double bed. But to Mum, everything was wrong. She thought the ensuite bathroom was barely a bathroom. It probably was the same size as most separate toilet rooms and with a shower fixture on one wall and no defined recess, so that it was essentially a wet room with a drain in the centre. The whole room will get flooded, she said. I won't be able to use the toilet. Besides, she added, the futon in the bedroom next to the supposed bathroom was too low for her to easily get in and out. She didn't rate the kitchen taps either because of how far she had to reach. They didn't think about short people, did they? Or the laundry, or the washing machine. The laundry was behind a folding door, not so much a room as a cupboard, and she had never seen a washing machine with a barrel you had to close with a latch. They're common in France, I said. She was not impressed. That latch is going to take my finger off. Out the front of the house, there was a garden and a pergola strung with a grapevine, not yet in fruit. A large wooden outdoor table had been encased in plastic for the winter. The almond tree, while not exactly in bud, carried sweet promise. At the rear of the house was a small enclosed courtyard bound by a beautiful hand-built stone fence. There was a square of raised earth at one side of the courtyard, crowned with an unidentifiable dead plant. Immediately, I imagined a garden of oregano, basil, sage, and something flowering and pretty. Do you really want the upstairs bathroom? I asked Mum when we went back inside. What about the stairs? I'm not sleeping in there, she said, marching past the ground level bedroom in the direction of the stairs. They were traditional Greek style, meaning they were solid cement without handrails. Mum would have to keep a balancing hand on the wall and be especially careful of the twist at the top where the stairs turned to open into the bedroom. Mum was 85. Have I mentioned that? Have I mentioned my mother was not by any means the type to be pushed about, much less instructed? If I have given the impression I was concerned for her welfare because she was the timid, pleasing sort, let me correct that. When my father was at home, slowly dying, my brother Steve and I took turns to care for him so that Mum could have a break. One night, she walked out of Dad's bedroom in a huff. "Geez, she's going to be a handful when you're gone," Steve said to Dad. Dad laughed. "No, she won't," she said. "She'll be fine." I would later come to reconsider that conversation.